Hello, 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 Medford. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm joined by...
Auden.
As always.
Yeah, I know I'm here.
So if you're tuned in now, you pay attention to the story. Brownie points.
I mean, I just tossed that on my story like 3 minutes ago. If you already saw it...
Good stuff.
Stop stalking me.
And so, yeah, we have a two-hour slot, and we'll be here until 1 a.m.
Yeah. I think we might take a mid-set nap, actually.
Little siesta.
So we're going to do whale noises from 11:45 to 12:15.
We encourage you to join in and take a nap with us.
Yeah. No, that's great.
It's midterm week. It's important to keep your mental in check.
Definitely. Yeah, so definitely.
Good sleep. But yeah, so I think the format of the show is going to be a little different this week. We're going to do mostly music for the first 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be joined by some guests. And that second hour, I have a feeling, is going to be pretty talk heavy. So,
yeah, so get a little bit of both. We're going to try to get through some tracks in the upcoming dozens of minutes. Yeah. And then, then we'll take it from there.
And so that was a Stranger Waves first. I played a dead studio track instead of a live version.
Wow. Yeah. Really growing up.
I know. It was Cassidy by Bob Weir off of Ace. I played it because it was Bob Weir's birthday yesterday, and Ace is 50 years old. Some cool stuff on there. If you're not really, if you like the lyrics of the Dead, but you're not really into like the jam stuff, I would check it out. It's very straightforward, but yeah, it's good stuff. You know what? You know who I discovered recently, or not discovered, just finally got around to listening to?
Yeah.
Pavement.
I recognize the name, but I'm not sure I've heard much of their stuff.
See, Dan is like is about as big of a Pavement head as you can be, and so he's been like trying to get me to listen to them for a pretty long time, and I finally just like got around to it.
Yeah,
really, really good stuff.
Pavement head has to be derogatory.
No,
at some point, like somewhere in history, Pavement head meant something.
Every word has.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah, this is off of their second album, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. This is Elevate Me Later. Enjoy. So that was Elevate Me Later by Pavement off of 1994's Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain.
I mean, we didn't tell them to take a nap now. You know, the nap's later. So that little interlude there definitely woke them up.
I hope so. I thought you were going to say put you to sleep and I was about to get pressed, but it works.
No. Woke me up.
So, I don't know. How's life?
It's good. Going back to the academics, the discrete homework, the deadline basically got moved an hour forward for this show here. So we got it done.
That's good. We got it done.
I watched The Man Who Knew Infinity. It's a Dev Patel movie.
Okay.
And it's about Ramanujan. Wait. Yeah. Ramanujan, who was a mathematician from Madras, India. Who just like the way they depicted in the movie, it was the word of God, and the word of God told them all of these like very specific formulas to solve partitions and primes and all this stuff. And God knows math. And actually, they made a really good point in the movie where, like, at the end, the professor's like, I mean, all of this, all of these mathematical theories, they already exist, you know, like they're already there. It's just for us to uncover.
Yeah.
And that was it's kind of beautiful.
Yeah. You know, I watched something beautiful too this weekend.
What was that?
Halloween Ends.
Is that another Halloween? Is that the new Halloween thing from like last year or something?
So if y'all know me, you know, I really like the first three Halloween movies. I really like one. Three is pretty solid, and then two is like okay. Everything else is pretty terrible,
yeah.
Except for the 2018 reboot, which was surprisingly good, if like pretty campy and goofy at points.
Yeah.
Then Halloween Kills comes out last year, and it is one of the funniest movies I have ever seen because it's shot like an action movie.
Nice.
It is just Michael Myers murdering people for like 2 hours, and it's just like shot
a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, and it's none of it's shot in like suspenseful horror type. It is shot like a horror movie. He kills like this movie opens with him like murdering 10 firefighters, and like it's crazy. So the new one comes out, and like Dan happens to be over it. It's on Peacock for free.
There you go.
So I'm like, yeah, we'll watch it. Even funnier.
Nice.
I think they knew that this series was just completely not worth making anything else out of. So I'm just gonna spoil it because like it's not that significant. But if you want to see it, I guess mute this for like a couple minutes. It opens with child murder. They up it one more level. A babysitter accidentally kills the kid he's babysitting, becomes ostracized from the town, finds Michael Myers living in a homeless camp under a bridge.
Okay.
Hear me out. The kid becomes Michael Myers' protege. They tag team people.
Damn.
And then the kid tries to become Michael Myers, dies, and then the last 10 minutes of the movie is them trying to wrap up the whole franchise.
Yeah.
It is so funny.
That's pretty awesome.
It's like, it's just pure camp. And it works because like I didn't want to watch something good. I wanted to watch something stupid.
Yeah, there you go.
My glowing recommendation of Halloween Ends. If you have Peacock, throw it on. It's worth it.
We have so much time today. We could just play the movie part. Like through a laptop and then just hope the mic picks it up.
Oh, we totally could. It's like an hour and 30 minutes. Yeah. There you go. All right. We're going to keep the music going.
Yeah, we should probably just, yeah.
You know, we're going to be talking for a lot for the last half, so we'll save our voices. Nirvana. Nirvana's cool. You know what's even cooler? Good. Nirvana's Unplugged album. You know what's even cooler?
My brother's been on like a Nirvana wave right now. Nirvana and Red Hot Chili Peppers wave.
Okay. I'll ask him about that when he gets here because I hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. But this is one of my favorite vocal performances of all time. This is Kurt Cobain going crazy on stage in an unplugged set covering a song that's not even his.
There you go.
So this is Where'd You Sleep Last Night off of Nirvana's Unplugged. Enjoy.
Tell me, where did you see? last night in the pines, in the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night shine. I would shiver the whole night through. My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, in the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver.
And that dawn, the top lift off. The kid from May Street that used to whip saw and let his fifth off. Now I'm the big boss. I dropped the bag of how you picked off. My shooter don't speak, but you can tell it he dangerous. He just aims steady to stainless. Drive rides out of minivans, Chevys and Rangers. Rap nigga go to the club in my city tuck every chain.
Getting niggas clipped while I'm with celebrities hanging. I got 2 felonies, now they tell me I'm famous. My life is definitely changing. Rock Nation brunch, I'm with a R&B singer, getting better acquainted. If thou still from Fly Guard, that's a sin. It ain't another rapper that's alive that can match my pen. Back again, Matt clapped your men. Stacked a half of M, I was him before you ever heard me on a track with M.
Look back, 3 years ago, when ain't nobody know me. Now I treat this rap shit just like somebody owe me. Think it's a game until I Patrick Kane, somebody homie. That's sliding through with a stick, shooting one by the goalie. I got nice, practice repeated, when rappers was decent. When you ain't leave the house unless your gat was matching your sneakers. It's y'all niggas rapping and tweeting, stacking and beefing. I get you whacked at the Venetian for blasphemous speaking. Watch band, snake skin. Gang got the door, let the apes in. 20K spin, that's how my day went. Bulletproof the foreign to feel safe in. Mirror smoke, great tent, and just to take trips to the bank in. Telly by the border, Glock on top of the covers. The room next door got duffel stacked on top of each other. Me and my old plug, aight, but we don't rock with each other. That was only business, and we done did a lot for each other. Yeah, I fuck around and lead a party with my tool ringing. Drew's blinging, Taylor suit like a blues singer. You know my back wore like 2 fingers. Hustler, I'm the true meaning. Turnt 1 and 2 like I'm Houdini. Yeah, this for the corners that we anointed. Opened up with a small group of soldiers that I appointed. I'm up due to all of the bullshit that I avoided. She suck, fuck, count up the money, but still annoying. It's Griselda, nigga.
So, how did y'all like that Nirvana into Griselda transition?
I mean, it's only right.
So
it's
yeah,
what God intended.
So first was Where'd You Sleep Last Night off of MTV Unplugged, and then after that was George Bondo on Pray for Paris.
I like West Side Gun.
Thank you.
He is good.
He's cool. I love him.
He's got one of those like very particular voices that you can like easily recognize, and also
he is one of those recognizable voices in hip hop. I think at least for me, he took a while to really like get into. Originally, I thought he was super annoying, but. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he probably just needed the right songs.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Yeah, Griselda's cool though. Conway's it's hilarious to me because like West Side Gun is incredible. Conway the Machine is incredible, but in like a totally different way.
Yeah.
And then Benny's just like all right.
Yeah, I guess so.
And he's still better than most rappers, but like comparatively to those two, you're like, he's fine.
No, they're sweet. I mean, we haven't been here since the Denzel show.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I mean, that was...
I kind of want... Let's wait for
yeah,
our
we'll
guest
wait
to
for,
pull up.
We'll wait for the birthday boy. That was a crazy show, though.
That was super fun.
That was a little foreshadowing, guys. We're going to talk about that.
All I'm going to say is that, like, if you're here and you're not going to be here in 30 minutes, if Denzel is ever in your city, go.
Yeah, you got to go.
He puts on a show.
Yeah, and those openers were...
And yeah, and
it was incredible. That
was the
like
only
so impressive.
The only show I've been to where all of the openers were consistently enjoyable and like at least on par with the opening act.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's super good.
Oh man, AG Club in Redvale are going places. I don't know where.
Yeah,
but
I mean, we should probably let the people know.
Yeah.
Right now, just
oh yeah, right now. All right, sick.
Give them a little.
This is a song we saw live. It's from AG Club. Featuring Sam Truth and Redavale. It's called Truth.
Yeah, this was pretty... I mean, that whole set was pretty wild. I had no idea. I literally had never heard them before, and then they started playing stuff like this.
No idea who they were.
They started playing stuff like this, and it was like, wow.
Neither of us knew who they were, and within 5 minutes, we were like in the center in the pit, like
yeah, we were
getting
like,
into
we
it.
Were standing. We were like, oh, this is gonna be our break. Like this is gonna be our break before Denzel comes out. Like we're just gonna sit on the side. Like we're gonna just check out what they got going on.
And then
within 3 minutes, we just jumped into the middle.
Yep. All right. No, this is Truth.
That was the way.
AG Club. Enjoy.
Since I had a free day, nigga, every day a free day. I just never had a me day, you know why like I'm TJ. In the vest like I'm D-Ray. She like Jody, take it easy. But bitch, I live a lifestyle that I can't stand. 150 niggas on the porch tryna join the band. $150,000 burning holes through my pants. Just doing what I can, nigga, I can't even call it. Had to get my weight up, no more living regular. She hit me on my cellular, I broke that. I'm telling her I don't rap, cause I don't need no
phone tap. I'm running, running, running from the hoe traps and needing hoe snacks and counting mo rack. You niggas mo whack, you niggas mo ass. My shit is mo gas, I spit it, all I need is low pass. You niggas low cash, niggas gustos, you on the front porch. I'm in the gutter with the cutthroats, we sinking tugboats. No 50-50s with the hunchos, I'm super stingy. Plus my older brother like the front toe. Expensive habits, so I can't front you, and I don't want to. It's kinda tricky when you win and people love you but wanna snuff you. Bitch, I live a lifestyle that I can't stand. 150 niggas on the porch tryna join the band. $150,000 burning holes through my pants. Just doing what I can, nigga, I can't even call it. Bitch, I live a lifestyle that I can't stand. 150 niggas on the porch tryna join the band. $150,000 burning holes through my pants. Just doing what I can, nigga, I can't even call it. Call me, you can call me what you want. As long as you do as much work as you talk. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Call me, you can call me what you want. As long as you do as much work as you talk. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light.
Shit that I spoke in the dark. The fight for autonomy never ends. To the light of my heart, I'm searching and getting close to the plight. Alleviating this fight. Proof in the pudding, never smile this bright. Just need a second more to fix it. A second more to cope. A second more to patch up all these wounds, learn how to float. But nowhere in this DNA, it tell me how to choke. Tunnel vision counting fast. The destiny I wrote. Give a fuck about what you
call me. You can call me what you want. As long as you do as much work as you talk. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark. Speak in the light, what you speak in the dark.
Goes crazy.
I mean, yeah, that's a fun song.
Yeah.
I'm glad people, you know, we get to spread the word because we didn't know. We didn't know. We were innocent young men and we came out of that bar mitzvah.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's see. shout out Roadrunner, though, before. I don't think we're probably not going to talk about this later, but like Roadrunner is a really dope venue.
Drink
prices are outrageous, but that's just kind of like to be expected.
$30.
Let's not talk about it. But she like really, really dope venue, good staff. The space is perfect.
Smooth. I know.
It's just big enough.
Like, I just remember, both of the shows that we went to
sounded great.
It sounded great, but I'm thinking like both the shows that we went to at the Royale, their sound system just like didn't quite cut it.
Yeah.
And then this is just like, it's beyond what you could ask for.
The way that Roadrunner is designed too, I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure it's like...
Yeah, I think it's mathematically there, definitely.
Because they have like the slanted ceilings and stuff, and it's concrete, which I don't think like bounces it, but I don't know. It's cool.
No, they definitely put a lot of intention into that place.
Yep. Shout out Paradise Rock Club for having... four pillars in the middle of the floor. I love being thrown into a pillar during a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Into an immovable object. That's really fun.
Yeah, sometimes you hit like someone big and you're like, oh damn, I just hit a wall. But no, then you like literally hit a wall. Yeah, that's a little different.
At the Baby Keem show, I saw dudes like throwing each other into the pillar.
Yeah, that was like I was playing basketball with Eliav and Addy and them, and we were doing 3-on-2, so there was an extra man on their team, Eliav and I versus them. And Addy was just like, he doesn't quite know, his basketball IQ isn't there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's just like setting screens.
He can shoot the lights out, but the IQ isn't there.
I mean, yeah, no, they call him Kyle Korver, but like, I mean, but he was just like setting screens, but like unintentionally. And so I would just be like trying to do something, and then I would just like see Addy behind me and he would just like destroy me. And then I would like, maybe I'd be dribbling and I'd try to go back the other way, and I would just see his hand swinging back the other way as if he was about to slap me in the face. I was like, oh my goodness.
I'm not gonna lie, me, Cheese, Johnny, and my brother Jonathan play basketball back home a lot. And my favorite thing to do is just set a moving screen on Johnny, because Johnny is really good at basketball. He's like 6'3", and he can shoot, and he's like quick. So, because he played through middle school, and he's playing in high school. So I just like, okay, what can I do against him? Yeah. I could bully him.
Yeah, just play the post, man.
Exactly.
Do what you can.
I'm 2 inches shorter, but I can play the post.
That's all you can do.
Oh boy! All right, so we're gonna play a song. PSA: keep the music going. It's 12:30. It's 11:30.
Yeah.
Stuff's about to get interesting. This is a good funk song. It's called Strawberry Letter 23.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
From you, red magic satin playing near too. All through the morning rain I gave, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden I see west purple shower bells, orange birds and river cousins dressed in green. Pretty music so happy and loud, blue flowers echo from my cherry cloud. Feel sunshine sparkle pink and blue, a playground's full of laughs. If you try to ask, or is it cool, or is it cool? If you arrive and don't see me, I'm gonna be with my baby. I said
And now, a dramatic reading by Autumn Malone.
In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes.
Tell them.
Less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones.
Tell them.
While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Just can't beat the live readings. You just can't.
I mean, I've been practicing all week. I brought this binder home just to, like, read.
I don't know why this made me think of it. Have you ever heard of the, I don't know why I say, have you ever heard of it? It's the thing that this guy invented on TikTok, but it's really funny.
I'm not even on TikTok.
It's called the College Football MacGuffin. Have you heard of this?
No.
So what this guy basically came up with this game, and what it was that there's the MacGuffin. Whichever one team starts with the MacGuffin, and they hold on to it as long as they keep winning. The okay. first game they lose, the MacGuffin is transferred to the team that
Got
beat
it.
Them.
Got it.
So he traced it back to like a Bama-Auburn game in like 1950.
This is a real thing.
Yes. He tracked it from 1950 up until now. And I don't remember who's currently holding the MacGuffin. I think it's not Bama, because Bama, it might be Tennessee. Wow. Also, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was a nuts game. That I didn't even watch the game, but I like looked at all the highlights.
I caught the last quarter, and it was nuts.
That was a crazy game. 100 points. Imagine if the NFL was like that. That would be
They stole
so
the
fun.
Goalposts.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I mean, the MacGuffin. It's funny.
How did he figure... Also, it doesn't go further back than 1950.
Well, he had to pick an arbitrary date to start it. Yeah, I think so. Like if you go further than that, I mean...
It's pretty tough.
It's already pretty tough.
I mean, written history wasn't until 1973, so the fact that he even got to 1950 was pretty amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of sports, basketball starts tomorrow.
I know, you're pretty excited for that.
Yeah, I'm scared. So I'm scared. I don't know. Pat Riley is just giving me a heart attack this summer. He's just doing nothing. He's sitting. He just gave away PJ Tucker. We gave Tyler Herro too much money, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We're kind of screwed for the next 3 or 4 years. We have Kyle Lowry's contract, Tyler Herro, Bam, and Jimmy.
How many more years does Kyle Lowry have?
I think three. I think wow. We gave him 4 years.
So he's going to be 40 years old playing in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
I did not see that coming.
I have no idea. He's like, he's a good locker room presence guy, but I don't really think he should. He shouldn't be on the court as much as he is, but whatever.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch the Celtics lose, though, because they have an interim head coach, which is hilarious.
You know.
Boo, bozo. Shouldn't have beat us last year, then this wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the Giants won, bringing it back to football.
This is hilarious. The Giants are 5-1, right?
It's going to be hilarious until they're like, I don't know, just like keep it rolling. I have
I'm
no
so
idea.
So bad. Somebody came up with the Bing Bong Parlay, which was Giants money line, Jets money line, Yankees money line, yeah. And of course it hit.
Yeah.
Which I was like, it makes no sense.
It's so insane.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
yeah, the Jets, too. What is happening?
New York is too.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I'm pissed about the season because Tua's injured. The Dolphins suck now after looking incredible. But
that was pretty bad.
This is a very entertaining year of football just purely because the Giants are...
That's all it takes, man. The ultimate Cinderella.
Oh, boy. Bills are winning it.
Yeah, I know. I think Addy asked me the other day, he was like, so who do you think is going to the Super Bowl? I was like, the Bills and someone else.
I think it's Bills-Eagles. I think it's Bills-Eagles.
I think it's going to be... I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Jalen Hurts is going on MVP season. They're crazy. All right, let's keep moving. What you know about Slightly Stupid?
Not much.
You ever hear of white boys doing reggae?
I guess I'm going to hear about it now.
This is Officer by Slightly Stupid. No. We'll be right back.
Saturday night. Said, who's got this bass and who's got the bind? Look out the window, said to my surprise, there comes a man in blue and he's flashing lights. He said, now,
you know your party's fucking over with, because you're smoking joints and you're rolling splits. And tell me what you think I ought to think of this. So won't you pull out your sock? I said, oh, you will be missed.
See now, Mr. Officer, come charge me all the time. You got me for possession, but I swear that it's not mine. No matter what you do or say, it's bound to come right back this way. And if you want a moment's peace, this is what you'll say. Come on and let's get this party started until the break of dawn. Let's keep this party I bet you anything me gonna get a stop. I want you, hey, Mr. Cop. I said, no, why you stopping me? No, no, I wasn't driving me car badly. I said, don't go lock me up, because it's more sensey. Yes, it's easy ghetto, but me live cross CC. See now, Mr. Officer, come charge me all the time. You got me for possession, but I swear that it's not mine. No matter what you do or say, it's bound to come right back this way. If you want a moment's peace, this is what you'll say. Come on and let's get this party started until the break of dawn. Let's keep this party moving until there's no one holding. Let's get this party started until the break of dawn. Let's keep this party moving. And all you got to do is sing.
All they wanna do is rock till after two. Getting hot and they're singing a song. Never another beer and drink another booze. And they can't think they're much of a wrong. All they wanna do is rock till after two. Getting hot and they're singing a song. Never another beer and drink another booze. Can't think they're much of a wrong.
I like my freaky secrets, I like to stay up late. I like to search the net for bad pictures of your face. I like it when you touch me, like I'm your ugly friend. I like to write you fucked up messages without pressing send. I used to bag your groceries, I used to smash your eggs. Drive home, work some more, hunt and kill my fate. I like it when you fail, I like that that's okay. I like that I am failing, but in a cooler way. Respect you because your music sucks. Nobody really hears you, just desperate to get fucked. I came from nothing to something, unless it's money you meant. I came from something to nothing, discussing how to pay the rent. I used to bag your groceries, I used to smash your eggs. Drive home, work some more, hunt and kill my fate. I like it when you fail, I like that that's okay. I like that I am failing, but in a cooler way. We'll be right back. I like that I am failing, but in a cooler way. That I am failing, but in a cooler way. I like it. I like that shit. I like that I am failing, but in a cooler way.
Nuts.
I told you.
Yeah, so that was Officer by Slightly Stupid, and then followed by Failing in a Cool Way by Lewis Cole.
Yeah.
Shout out Auden for always bringing heat.
Dude, that new album... telling you
that's hilarious.
I was gonna tell you to play the intro track, but that's more of an alone time thing.
It's rare for songs to get a laugh out of me from like funny lyrics, but that did, you know, like,
I and then he just like goes crazy on the drums, and it's like he's awesome. Crazy. He's definitely on the list of stuff we have to see.
Yeah, speaking of things we have to see, we're going to do a Stranger Waves meetup at the Bobby Shmurda concert at House of Blues Boston on November 21st.
I mean, how many more people would come if we said we were doing a meetup? Like, three?
I thought Bobby Shmurda only had two songs. How is he playing?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Is he headlining?
Yes.
It's nice. And he got House of Blues?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the novelty of going to see Bobby Shmurda at 2022
that'll definitely attract some people for sure.
Definitely doing the heavy lifting here.
That'll be exciting. Yeah, and we're going to a show in a week. We're going to the wine bar show.
Yeah. Sorry, Ella, if you're listening.
Oh yeah, I have to text her.
Yeah, we should
get us different tickets.
Domi and JD Beck.
Yeah. I think they've even played a set with Lewis Cole. Like they're all buddies.
I hope we go to the winery and like Anderson Paak is sitting in the back of table for one in a disguise.
Yeah, a table for one in like a huge wig, and like four face suits, makeup, but yeah. Like four suits. He just got them layered on, and then he comes out for the last song and he said, "Hey, I've been here the whole time. Let me play."
But he's like really wine drunk and he's like sloppier than usual.
Yeah. No, that would be, I mean, I'm sure that's going to happen, so I have no doubt.
Seeing a jazz fusion concert at a winery is probably the most millennial thing I'll ever do in my entire life, so I'm going to go all out. I'm going to wear the flannel.
I think I might wear that suede jacket I have. Probably going to wear that suede jacket, and I might go like... I'm trying to think what I could do beforehand to like get me in the proper mood.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'll like go pick up my kids. I don't know.
No, you don't have kids.
No, like my young kids. Okay.
Oh my god.
Can we delete that one? All right.
Right back.
Yeah, so it's 11:50.
Oh boy.
Let's think about what we... I mean, do we just keep it going? I think we just keep it going.
Yeah. All right. Got some more Not Live Dead, not even technically a Grateful Dead song. Jerry Garcia Band. This is Cats Under the Stars. It's probably the only Jerry Garcia Band track I listen to pretty much ever, so...
There you go.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
That was pretty vibey.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That was good. I mean, it helped me focus on my darts playing.
Yeah. Yeah, Auden's apparently really good at darts on a phone. So, yeah. You know, go
in real life, too. It transfers. 100%.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm starting to feel the length of this. You know, 2 hours doesn't seem like too much. Then you're actually here for 2 hours, and it's like...
Yeah, maybe we should have... I was thinking on the way here, I was like, oh, maybe we should just order some Dumpling Kitchen.
Dude, I ate... I think like 25 Trader Joe's dumplings before I left.
Yeah, there's no,
like, I mean, there's nothing to eat all day.
I made just... an amazing burrito before this.
That's awesome.
And I probably could have eaten three of those, but I stopped myself just in case I needed some Dumpling Kitchen at 12:30. Ordered to Curtis Hall.
It, honestly, I've seen people do that.
Yeah, people have definitely done that.
Yeah. I think it's cool now that like you can actually hang out in the studio because it's just kind of open. So, you know,
yeah, exactly. Dope.
But this is Harrison, and you were listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am legally required by the FCC to say that because it is within 5 minutes of the show being over.
You would have been dragged out of here if you hadn't said that.
Yeah, they have agents outside watching me.
Yeah, no, they're pretty scary, actually. They keep, like, peeking in every, you know, it's a little weird.
So, our guests are still in transit, apparently, allegedly.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
I'm not very worried about it.
Me neither. So, what should we do to carry us into the next hour?
Probably play a song.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
What can I say, man? What can I say? Double major over here? I mean, I got... What else can I do?
Bro's getting 2 degrees.
That's insane. 2 degrees and requesting a song on the radio.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
Too bad you don't get a request, because I already know what we're playing. Oh, man. This is Fourth Chamber on Liquid Swords, the best Wu-Tang project... not called Wu-Tang out of the 36 chambers.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just enjoy.
Choose the sword and you will join me. Choose the ball and you join your mother in death. You don't understand my words, but you must choose.
Surprise me, lounging between two pillars of ivory. I'm lively, my dome piece is like building stones in Greece. My poems are deep from ancient bones I speak. I'm overwhelmed as my mind roams the realm. My eyes the visions, memory is the